What's good, everybody? It's your boy D-Nice with I2G Radio and R&B Rhythms. Today we have a special interview slash podcast here with R&B artist from Washington, D.C., independent R&B artist Felice Tillman. So how we're going to do this, we're first and foremost, we're going to get into one of her new singles entitled Brighter Love. After that, we will then play the interview that we did with Felice Tillman. And then to close out the interview podcast here, we will have her latest single that dropped about 3 weeks ago entitled Tell Me All About It. Both of these singles she does talk about a little bit more in depth in the interview. So urge everyone to stick around, listen to the singles, also check out the interview. But time for shameless promotion, the site www.rnbrhythms.info. For all things other than hip hop, be sure to check out rnbrhythms.info. As far as the podcast, this is on I2G Radio, which is the letter I, the number 2, and the letter G, radio, all one word for hip hop podcasts. And then for all things other than hip hop, again, it is the Gumbo Symphony podcast on R&B Rhythms. But without further ado, let's get into Felice Tillman's, one of her most recent singles entitled Brighter Love. We'll then do a little intro and then get right into the interview with Felice Tillman. So Felice Tillman, new single Brighter Love, D-Nice, R&B Rhythms, Gumbo Symphony Podcast. Right, D-Nice R&B Rhythms. That was Brighter Love by Felice Tillman. So without further ado, we are going to get into the interview that we conducted with Felice Tillman. Again, she is an R&B artist from Washington, D.C. If you like kind of the Jill Scott kind of jazz, R&B, neo-soul type vibe, this is right up your alley. It's an incredible, incredible vocalist. Definitely one of my favorite interviews across all genres of music that I've done so far this year. Definitely love her music. We get into a breakdown of her start in music, her new single that we will also play after the interview is done, entitled Tell Me All About It. Just her thoughts on the music industry, especially kind of the state of rhythm and blues currently right now in 2023, and much, much more. So I urge everybody to check it out. Without further ado, let's get into the interview. This is the Felice Tillman interview, D-Nice R&B Rhythms.
Okay, we're getting started right now.
Okay. All right.
All right. We are here with Felice Tillman. How's it going?
It's going well. It is going fantastic. Happy holidays to you.
Oh, thank you as well.
Yes.
Let's get right into it. You just dropped your new single entitled Brighter Love. Tell me a little bit about the single and how it came together for you.
Well, first of all, DeMarcus, thank you for having me on your show. So Brighter Love actually is an original song that I wrote. That actually dropped earlier this year in the summer, and actually on my birthday, July 14th. And it is a love song. It is a, you know, throwback to the days of, you know, singing about love and relationships and, you know, just a type of expression where a woman is saying, you know, this man that I am vibing with, he feels me, he sees me, I feel seen with him, I feel heard with him. It's a brighter love. So that melody kind of kept coming to me in my dreams. And so it was that time where I said, you know what, let me actually create this. A really good friend of mine from, I'm from Washington, D.C., born and raised. And a really good friend of mine from my former high school, Duke Ellington School of Performing Arts, he and I went to school together years ago, and he's a promoter in L.A. His name is Damone Arnold. And so we had been trying to do some, you know, creative music for some years, and it just kind of life got in the way and et cetera, et cetera. But long story short, I hit him up and was like, hey, I need you. I need your production skills to help me create this song and bring it to life. And that's what we did.
Okay.
And that's what we did.
Right. As far as upcoming projects, mm-hmm. do you have any more upcoming singles or a new album? Just what's up next for you going into 2024?
Well, actually, I just dropped a smooth jazz cover that I did called Tell Me All About It, and that actually dropped about 3 weeks ago, November, was that the 4th? And so that is new and fresh, and it's been getting a lot of attention and airplay, and so Tell Me All About It is a cover originally composed by the amazing Michael Franks, and so I redid that, put my own spin on it, put my own creative arrangement on that. And Damone and I partnered. He was my producer on that. And I also got an incredible guitarist who I work with named Al Carter. And Al played guitar on it. So that's available everywhere, too. So that's my newest project that was just released.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. We are... It's already pretty much December 1st at this point, so this year is pretty much over and done with. Just what's your thoughts currently on the music industry? One thing that I've noticed, and you've mentioned it, is especially with R&B and even kind of your fusion with jazz. I feel like love is missing from the radio and kind of missing from music. And just want to get kind of what your thoughts are just kind of on the music industry and the music that's out right now.
Wow. I mean, yes, I would definitely agree. I believe that the songs about love and relationships and, you know, the ups and downs of it is missing in the industry, in the R&B world. I come from an era where, you know, love songs was everywhere. It was nothing to be ashamed of. It was celebrated from everything from, you know, the Queen of Soul days to Gladys Knight to, you know, Nancy Wilson and then even current to, you know, the Anita Baker and the Sade's and the Phil Time. And those are my major influences. And so, you know, as time has moved on, the music industry, of course, has changed with it. And some of that, I believe, has the realness of, you know, the authenticity of music coming from the heart and from the soul. It's definitely has been kind of pushed to the back burner. There are some artists out here, though, that, like myself, you know, that is just like unmovable. This is what we're going to do. Whether or not we become huge and famous or whatever, this is, you know, we want to continue to, you know, push the real instrumentation, the real chords, the real, you know, lyrics around, you know, love and joy and between a man and a woman, or if you're, you know, same sex, that. But yeah, it's music industry has changed. There's some great things about that change, but then, you know, with everything, you know, all of the violence and just the just absolute just absurdity. Like, what was that song about? You know,
right?
That makes the airwaves, and that, you know, but there is a group of listeners and people that are, you know, do not want that, and so they, you know, accept independent artists like myself that are just like, you know, hey, we're gonna go back and we're just gonna bring this love music forward, this joy music forward, you know. So that's where I stand. And
absolutely. Do you have any upcoming shows or tour dates or anything coming up for you to let people know about?
I do not have anything on the books as of yet. So I reside in the DMV area, Washington, D.C., DMV area. And things kind of just pop up, you know, I could get a call tomorrow or a few weeks or whatever. But actually, I am preparing for my EP to be released next year in 2024. So my whole energy right now during the holidays is to enjoy family, to celebrate the accomplishments that has happened for me as an independent artist, with the release of the music and all of the, you know, warm reception that I've had across the globe. It's just been amazing. And so now it's just, okay, let me get into my creative space. Let me write, let me create so that I am ready to go for recording for next year to release my EP. So, that's my focus right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your website information for people looking to check out your music and see what you got going on?
Sure. So I can, people can follow me. I'm on Facebook. Felice Tillman is my Facebook professional page, music page. I'm also under Felice Antoinette. That's more my personal page, but a lot of folks kind of, you know, they're back and forth on both of those. I'm on, my music can be played anywhere, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Deezer. And I also have a Linktree that is at FeliceTLinktree.com. But on my Facebook page, you'll, you know, the link is up there. You can just click it and all that kind of good stuff. So music can be streamed anywhere, any platform. And write a love and tell me all about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Appreciate you getting down for the interview. Is there any last words you
can shout out? Well, thank you, DeMarco. Thank you, Illuminati Radio, for you know, listening and spinning my music. I am very appreciative of all the spins from the DJs across the globe. And so shout out to Illuminati 2G. And just thank you for having me on your show. And I just want people to, yes, download my song, play it for your boo, your loved one, your partner, and embrace love again. It's all right. We need it. That's what we were created for. Yeah. All right.
All right, D-Nice R&B Rhythms. That was the interview that we had with Felice Tillman. Hope everybody enjoyed the interview as much as I did, and Felice as well. Again, one of my favorite interviews conducted so far this year. To close out this interview that we were posting here on I2G Radio and Gumbo Symphony Podcast, which you can also check out at I2G Radio, wherever you download your podcast. We're going to get into her new single entitled Tell Me All About It. She did discuss that earlier in the interview, but we're going to close out the interview with her new single. Anyone that's checking this out on rnbrhythms.info, feel free to leave a comment, share it with everyone. Also, we have a star rating that you can also leave on the interview as well. Would urge everyone to rate the interview, but definitely any feedback or comments are greatly appreciated and welcome here at I2G Radio on Spotify and Apple Music, as well as rnbrhythms.info if you're checking it out on the website. We will also post the audio-only version of this if you do not want to listen to the singles and the intros and everything on this. But again, without further ado, let's get into Felice Tillman's new single, Tell Me All About It. D-Nice R&B Rhythms. Love and appreciate all everyone that's checked this out, and check out our next upcoming Gumbo Symphony podcast that is coming soon. Peace.
This body language, can you blame me? My love's like a raging river. I think you're the one to tame me. You're the quiet shy type. You always whisper. Shine.